Hello and welcome. You're watching Left, Right and Center. I'm Vedant Agarwal. Our big focus on the show tonight. Well, top babus, prominent bureaucrats, even high-profile judges joining politics just days after quitting service. This is becoming more of a norm rather than the exception. Take the case of West Bengal. The TMC fielded senior IPS officer Prasoon Banerjee as its Lok Sabha candidate just a day after he took voluntary retirement. This is the whole of last week. The Trinamool has been attacking Justice Gangopadhyay for joining the BJP after he resigned as a Calcutta High Court judge. The trend of top officers joining politics is not a new one. From VK Pandian, Ranjan Gogoi to MS Gill, all powerful officers getting plum positions in government after retirement has been an old practice in Indian politics. Does this erode public trust in independent institutions? What about the bureaucrat's allegiance? Where does it lie? With the people or his political benefactor? On Left, Right and Center tonight, we ask, with the rise of the Babu in politics, is public propriety in question? And joining me on the show tonight, I'm being joined by Priyanka Tibrewal, spokesperson of the BJP. Riju Datta of the Trinamool Congress is also with us. Rashid Kidwai, senior journalist, is also with me. And I'll also be joined by Yashovardhan Azad, former special director of the IB. Thanks very much for joining us on this very important debate. Going across to you first, Riju Datta, the whole of last week, a rattled Trinamool Congress has been criticizing the BJP, Left, Right and Centre, for inducting Justice Gangopadhyay. And you yourself induct an IPS officer just hours after he resigns from service. Is this double speak?
First of all, Vedant, I'll request you to read an article that was published on your channel itself. And let me give you some sinecures and some names. Ex-Justice Ranjan Gogoi, given a Rajya Sabha ticket from the president because he gave a decision in favor of the BJP. Justice Abdul Nazir, made governor of Andhra Pradesh. Justice Ashok Bhushan, chair of National Company Law Appellate Terminal. Justice P. Sathasivam, governor of Kerala. Why? Because he gave relief to Mr. Amit Shah in a murder case. So the question here is, who has saffronized the judiciary? Who? It is not any other party. It is the Bharatiya Janata Party. Has there been any judge in the history of this country where a Supreme Court has raised concern on? No. Supreme Court raised concern on Abhijit Ganguly. And there are more than 300 lawyers.
That's a fair point.
Let me finish.
But how would you respond to those who would say that this is TMC's double speak and hypocrisy on some level?
Because why do you criticize
somebody for inducting a judge? You yourself are inducting a bureaucrat.
Brilliant. Now, let me finish first. Like I said, there is only one judge, Abhijit Ganguly, ex-judge, who was, the Supreme Court expressed concern on him. 300 lawyers filed a complaint on him. He has given, just see the judgments he has given, which is in public domain for the people to see, malafide judgments. Let me say it in no uncertain terms. Justice Abhijit Ganguly joining BJP, contesting Lok Sabha, is a clear case of quid pro quo and judicial corruption.
Okay.
I request the Supreme Court Collegium to take notice and prosecute this man. And coming to your question, why IPS Prasoon Banerjee? I challenge NDTV or anybody to show me one example of any corruption or allegation against Mr. Prasoon Banerjee or any sort of remarks by any opposition party where he has taken favors. Just imagine if a judge in this country...
I'm just finishing. A judge in this country...
Okay. Who cannot differentiate between Gandhi and Godse speaks volumes.
Priyanka Tibrewal, how would you respond to that? Because the point that Riju Datta is making does have some merit. Because, you know, while of course you would say that inducting a bureaucrat is as much of a conflict as inducting a judge, but the fact is that, a judge's position in a democracy is sacrosanct. And that somewhere is compromised when, you know, you have him joining the BJP just days after he quit as the Calcutta High Court judge. And he has been, you know, very sort of relentlessly been pursuing charges against the TMC. So there would be questions on that as well. And how would you respond to Riju Datta's quid pro quo charge?
Well, the answer lies in the basis of our constitution of the country. We have the independence of judiciary, and the judiciary is independent and it doesn't come under the purview of the central government or the state government. So whatever they were speaking about Justice Ganguly, you know, that has no merit in it. because when Justice Ganguly was there on the chair, he was an independent justice who was looking at the evidences which were placed before him and then passing his judgment. But although this was not appreciated by the TMC, because most of their netas were found guilty, and that is the reason they half of them are in the jail now. And that is the reason that TMC is having lack of candidates. That is why they are taking the discarded candidates from BJP and giving them tickets. Now, when it comes to a bureaucrat, what is his name? Mr. Prasoon. Hmm. Yes. So, about the executive, we all know who runs the executive here in the state. It is the state government, the police department, and everybody functions on the orders of the chief minister. So we can very well understand what kind of working Mr. Prasoon was doing under the West Bengal government. So he has pleased the government in each and every way. That is why, as a gift, as a token of appreciation, he has got this ticket. Now, I will also speak about another person. His name was Satyajit Bandyopadhyay. And who was Satyajit Bandyopadhyay? He was charged by the CBI because during the Nandigram Andolan, he shot at 14 people. And later, Mamata Banerjee, who did the Nandigram Andolan, took this fellow in TMC. So you can very well understand how and when and where they use the police.
The point you made about the Bengal police force being compromised, there are allegations of, you know, the Bengal police force being compromised. And Riju Datta, with a senior IPS officer joining the TMC, do you think that this sort of validates those allegations of how the state police force in Bengal is compromised, given the fact that you have the Sandesh Khali incident as well, on which the TMC government has already been facing so much backlash?
In the Sandesh Khali case, Mamata Banerjee has done a Raj Dharma. Everybody is behind bars, all the accused. What is BJP harping on? They are trying to keep the pot boiling on a non-issue because they have nothing to say in Bengal. But let me quote somebody on your channel. And the person I'm going to quote, I believe, is a bigger BJP leader than Narendra Modi himself. And he has said this on the floor of the parliament, and I quote verbatim. The desire of a post-retirement job influences pre-retirement judgments. It's a threat to the independence of the judiciary. And once it influences pre-retirement judgments, it adversely impacts the functioning of the judiciary itself. Who said this? Late Sri Arun Jaitley ji. Now, Priyanka ji is saying that we are taking discards of BJP. Priyanka ji has forgotten that her boss, the leader of opposition in Bengal, Shubhendu Adhikari, is a discard of TMC.
Okay, Priyanka Tibrewal, a quick response to that, and then I'll go to the other panelists. Priyanka Tibrewal, how would you respond to that? Because, you know, this undermines public trust.
I heard that. Now, firstly, let me remind my friend Riju Datta, brother, you are staying in a democracy. No Raj Dharma. Raj Dharma was meant for Rajas and Rajwadas. And that is the reason we say that you are an autocratic government and you don't believe in the democracy. We all know that a chief minister which we have here is a ladykin. We all know that. See, definitely, whatever he is saying, I would like to say one thing, that he has not yet been able to prove that why they were so against Justice Ganguly coming. Because this was the same Justice Ganguly who questioned the assets of Abhishek Banerjee. This was the same Justice Ganguly who said that from where so much of money is coming. And today they have given a proof of that.
Okay.
The way the entire rally, the procession was organized, the stage, where did so much of money come from? Mamata Banerjee said that they are, begging and pleading in front of the center.
The terms of the campaign.
Where is this money coming
you're also
from?
Framing the terms of the campaign in Bengal, because corruption, of course, is a huge issue there, and so is law and order. I'll come back to that, but let me go across to Mr. Yashovardhan Azad, listening very patiently. Mr. Azad, as a bureaucrat yourself, as a former bureaucrat, how do you see this rise of the Babu in politics? It's of course not a new trend. It has been, an old trend in Indian politics. But just the fact that it undermines public trust and propriety. How do you see this issue of propriety with, political parties across the board roping in top bureaucrats and high profile judges even now?
Well, let me say at the very outset that a judge is different from a bureaucrat. A judge, his ACR is not written by the government. Judges should never, never, and never join the executive, because there are two different pillars of democracy. And it has been done by earlier governments. We had the earlier chief election commissioner who became a member of the Rajya Sabha. And there are many judges who have taken up a governorship. which means virtually acting as the executive arm of the central government. You know, judges should have many, many avenues even after retirement, whether it's arbitration, whether it's tribunal, and they are very, very comfortable. And I think no judge should ever be allowed to join any political party. That's number one. Now, number two, as far as bureaucrats are concerned, which includes the cops, it is well known that a selected group of bureaucrats always work at the behest of the ruling government in the states or even in the center too. And definitely, if there is no reform in the police, there is no reform in the bureaucracy, there is no requisite autonomy for the civil services or the police, as you have seen in abroad, then obviously this is going to happen. Earlier, when the Supreme Court was talking about the judges, when this issue was raised, and they said it's a question of individual conscience and morality. But mind you, what standards of morality we have seen in this country? Laws have been changed. Everything has been changed. In the case of bureaucrats, there must be a period of cooling off. In fact, there should be a period of cooling off of 3 to 5 years so that the josh and the umang which they have should actually die down. So my opinion is none of this is right unless, you know, there are safeguards, and those safeguards need to be put.
That's a very important distinction you make also, Mr. Yashovardhan Azad, that, you know, judges are different from bureaucrats. And let me get in Priyanka Tibrewal's response quickly on that, because, you know, Priyanka Tibrewal, you may talk about bureaucrats, but, you know, judges, as I said earlier as well, their position is sacrosanct. They have to be strictly non-partisan because of the nature of their job. So, you know, perhaps inducting judges in a political party really is not comparable to inducting bureaucrats.
See, definitely it is not comparable. Rather, I believe that judges, if it is an ex-judge of any high court or Supreme Court, when they are coming to a political party, they can give a better picture to our society because they have seen it from very, very, very closely. And as compared to the bureaucrats, because we have seen half of the police which works under Mamata government, they have been criticized by this judiciary.
But he was hardly an ex-judge. I mean, he resigned just a few days back and joined the BJP, days after he resigned as a Calcutta High Court judge. So hardly an ex-judge in that sense.
Definitely. See, after his resignation only he came to the party. So in this sense, that's not the correct statement. He resigned and then he joined a political party. What about the bureaucrat who has joined TMC? He has taken an early retirement.
Okay.
And Justice Gangopadhyay was supposed to retire in August. But what about this person? How many years were left for his service? But then he thought that, you know, he's not getting that fame in the service, which he will get from TMC, because everything is corruption.
Fair. Riju Datta, your response
to that.
So
whatever blood they have...
Go ahead, Riju Datta. Your response to that and the point that Mr. Yashovardhan Azad made of a mandatory cooling off period.
First, what Azad ji said, I support wholeheartedly. There should be laws in place for a mandatory cooling off period for judges and bureaucrats in general. I support it completely. But now to Priyanka ji. When Priyanka ji said that Trinamool talks about Raj Dharma because we are running an autocratic government, is Priyanka ji casting aspersions on Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee ji, who was the Prime Minister of India from BJP, who taught Narendra Modi Raj Dharma?
No, but let's come back to the question. Let's come back to the question, Riju Datta. Do you accept the fact that it is perhaps not the most moral decision to induct an IPS officer without that cooling off period?
No. I am nobody to talk about any morality here. If the laws are in place, look, my National General Secretary has said there should be an age limit in politics also. But there are no laws in place. As long as laws are not there, we cannot comment on it. But I will say this. An IPS officer has done his duty without a single allegation from BJP. But a judge who has openly confessed in live press conference that before he resigned from the post of a judge, he was in touch with BJP. That is why I want to stress on the fact that it is a quid pro quo. He should be prosecuted by the Supreme Court Collegium because it is a clear case of judicial corruption.
So what you are saying is that this is not illegal to induct bureaucrats because there are no laws in place, but perhaps not the most moral decision. Anyway, Rashid Kidwai, as we discussed earlier, this trend of I'll come back to you, Mr. Kebriwal. Rashid Kidwai has been listening very patiently, Mr. Kidwai. This trend of retired bureaucrats, senior rung officers joining politics is not a new one. In fact, it was a Congress that started this trend back in the 1980s with Justice Barul Islam, and that was sort of a rather contentious move. So how do you look at this? Because this happens across party lines, as I said.
Thank you, Vedant. I think there are double standards on the part of political class. When Barul Islam was appointed, when all the other MSKs were appointed, the BJP was most critical, most vocal about, this irregularity and lack of, transparency and lack of propriety, etc. When it comes to their own, they have a very different standard, and they're equating, as Mr. Yashwardhan Azad has correctly pointed out, they're equating a bureaucracy with the, judiciary. They are chalk and cheese. So there is no difference of it. There is, Mr. Yashwardhan Azad has also made a very pertinent point about cooling off period, which is there in several countries and societies. This kind of norm is there. But in this, Mr. Modi or his party or NDA would never try to, bring a bill or a legislation because it doesn't suit them. They want to, have an advantage, which right. comes with this entire corrupt political system that we have. Hmm. And it's ironical that in the past they had blamed the Congress, now they are owning up the same thing.
Yes.
And therefore I'm saying in the real, hypocrisy. Remember in Westminster model of parliamentary democracy, it is propriety that matters most. Britain does not even have a written constitution, but we have no respect for norms and conventions and propriety. And Lalu Yadav had once said, I've seen football ground, hockey ground, polo ground. What is this moral ground?
Yes.
This absence of this, sense of morality is most disturbing. And unfortunately, the BJP is showcasing it.
So, the fact is that, not just BJP, but across parties, we see this practice. And the sense that I'm getting is that, when it comes to real politics, standards of morality perhaps are irrelevant. That is what, the sense is. Quick 30-second responses from all of you before I close the debate, starting with you, Mr. Riju Datta, on the fact that, ultimately public service is about public interest. Do you think in this sort of nexus between governments and bureaucracy or political parties and bureaucracy, ultimately it's a taxpayer or the citizen that is betrayed? Quick 30-second responses from each of you.
We have never seen this before in the country, from ED, CBI, income tax to all the independent constitutional bodies have been saffronized, have been used as toolkits of the BJP, which is extremely unfortunate. But I want to just raise the topic of Mr. Arun Goyal. Under what circumstances did he resign 2 days or 3 days before the Lok Sabha is announced? And after the new ordinance passed by the BJP, now who will? There are rumors that Sambit Patra can be the new election commissioner. Can you imagine the fate of this country?
All of that is in the realm of speculation. I'm completely running out of time. Ms. Kebriwal, your last remarks.
Now, see, who is talking? They who have been slammed on number of occasions when they took these orders to the Supreme Court. The orders passed by Justice Abhijit Ganguly, they were slammed for all of them by the Supreme Court, and now they are talking. See, right. their hands are stained in blood. And you see, they have been tainted by Sandesh Kali so much that they are so horrified they are not getting candidates. That is why, in order to show their position, they are trying to show that, see, we are giving tickets to IPS. Now, why did they not give a ticket to Nusrat Jahan? That is the question.
Okay, fine. Mr. Yashwardhan Azad, the last word to you.
Democracy suffers when you have people jumping ship like this from their professions and joining politics. I mean, unless you make rules, and I agree with Riju Datta when he says that you have to make rules, because if there are no rules, these kind of things are going to keep happening. And it serves the ruling party as it serves some other states too.
Right.
And it's extremely unfortunate.
Right. Thanks very much all for joining us on that very important debate there. So the onus somehow has to be on political parties themselves, and they must practice what they preach. That's all the time that we have on Left, Right and Center tonight from all of us here. Goodbye.